This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We don't use the phrase of verse 1, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again, verse 1. It's a figurative expression that some Bible scholars think it has to do with business and shipping grain to other countries, and then you get a profit, and maybe that's what it had Solomon had in mind because he did that kind of thing as the ruler of Israel. But some people think it has to do with your life, that you give to others. Jesus said, give and it will be given unto you. I like that interpretation of Ecclesiastes 11, that as you do things in life, you give of yourself, you decide to do things, the Lord takes it and multiplies it. Verse 2 says, give portions to 7, yes to 8, for you don't know what disaster may come upon the land. 4 times in this passage, in 6 verses, here's what it says. You don't know. 4 times. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Do you know what that means? You don't know. And I don't either. You don't have the answers to everything. I'm amazed at people who have everybody else's life figured out, and they can say, well, I'll tell you what his problem is, and I'll tell you what her problem, and my cousin so-and-so, he just needs to do that, and that's okay. We all do that. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but a lot of times we do that, and we don't even have our own problems figured out. We haven't figured out our own lives when we're telling other people how to live and how to conduct their lives. What's it mean in 3 and 4 where it says, if clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth, and if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. It's talking about people getting caught up in the details of life, and life can go wrong. Things can go wrong, but we can't put our life on hold and wait till the ideal conditions can come about for anything. There are times we just have to move ahead and do something. And then I want to focus on verse 5. I said the most important verse, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. You and I have no idea. The greatest theologian, the person who knows little about the Bible, both have no idea what God can do, what God wants to do, what God is able to do. Get this, in your life, in the life of your spouse, in the life of your children, in the life of your parents, if we give God the opportunity and pray for God to work in their lives. I know this sounds a little sarcastic, but one author says this. He said, so many people live by the idea of get all you can all you get, and then sit on the can. I love that. I think that's pretty whatever. Get all you can all you get, and then sit on the can. In other words, we've got to launch out in life and do things, decide things. We don't know what God can do. Some people are so protective and so hesitant to do anything. Eileen Guder wrote a book that was titled, God, I'm Bored. What a title, God, I'm Bored. She said you can live on bland food so as to avoid an ulcer. You can choose to drink no tea or coffee or any other stimulant in the name of health. You can go to bed early and stay away from nightlife. You can avoid all controversial subjects so as never to give offense. You can mind your own business and avoid involvement in other people's problems. Spend money only on necessities and then save all you can. And then you can still break your neck in the bathtub and it will serve you right. It will serve you right. She's got a great point there. There's a time for all of us to do something.
Well, from all of us at Cross Hope Ministries, we'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.